At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's another Tuesday evening and we are live on Joy 99.7 FM. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Breachum. Wherever you are listening to us from, thank you for making time with us. If you are listening from your car on the radio, or even you are online on our YouTube or Facebook channels at Joy 99.7 FM, we would want to say a very big thank you for making time to join us. We are having a conversation this evening on some people who have tested Starlink in Ghana, and they are going to share their insights with us. I'm super excited because I know a number of people are just wondering what it's like, the internet speed, the cost involved, the areas they can use it. Is it affected by the weather? Like they use their DSTV decoders. We are going to have all those questions answered. If you are joining us and you want to join the conversation, you can reach us on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. We will be getting into the conversation. My guest is ready. But before we share with you the insights from testing Starlink in Ghana, we would like to share with you what has been happening in the tech space in the past week. So why not take a listen to the emerging tech trends? Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Breachum. We are having a conversation on a tech enthusiast who has tested Starlink in Ghana, and he's going to share with us his insights, the internet speed, how it was setting up, the cost involved, all the so many things. But before we get into the conversation, Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN. MTN, everywhere you go. My guest is here, and I have with me this evening Samuel Yeboa, and he's a content creator for Tech in G. Samuel, you're welcome.
Thank you.
In fact, when I saw the content that you create, I was very inspired. The fact that you talk about things related to tech, but then you do it in G, I think is a plus. What just inspired you to even start that in the first place, before we get into our conversation of Starlink?
Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you for having me on your show. My name is Yeboa Samuel, and I'm the host over at Kwam Tech in G, that channel on the social media platforms, Facebook, TikTok, and I create tech related stuff in G so that tech will be a lot of Ghanaians will have access to all the latest about technology. I'm also a philanthropy, GH Unlock owner, and we have more than 10 playlists on YouTube. Yes.
Okay. Just wondering, why in G though? Why not in English? What made you just decide to do it in G?
Okay. I created this channel on the November 2018.
Okay.
And I mostly go on YouTube searching tech stuffs, and I saw all the stuffs in English. Right? So I decided to start creating videos in Chi, because starting creating videos in Chi for a lot of Ghanaians to able to understand. So I started creating a lot of stuff,
a lot of content
in cheese, and that was the reason why I created it.
I think it's a very good idea that you did that, because there are a lot of people who are consuming tech in terms of their mobile phones, iPads, laptops, and all these people that are using technology. Some of them do not really even have a better understanding. So to have someone at least have content around it and in the local language is a very good thing. So we want to get into our conversation of testing Starlink in Ghana. What's has it been? I mean, for someone who doesn't even know what we are talking about, Starlink, can we just start from there? What is it? And then we can get into how you have had the opportunity to install, test, and what the feedback has been.
Okay. Starlink is an amazing technology. Just imagine we being in this studio, and let's say that I went to the village where network is not that good, and you just have to take your Starlink, set up the dish, and the dish will just, let's say that the roof is a satellite, so the dish will start talking with the roof so that you can have an internet access. So that means, let's see that here is Ghana, like the studio, here is Ghana, and the roof is satellite, the roof, the Starlink satellite. So you just have to set up your Starlink, and then it will start talking with the roof so that you can have an, a fast internet connection. And what amazed me is Starlink has low latency. That means the Starlink satellite is closer to the Earth, so it helps in communication between the user and the satellite. Yeah.
Okay. So at least for someone listening and who doesn't really know what we are talking about, first of all, Starlink, I'll say here in Ghana, they would be an internet service provider. And then also the technology that they use is what you're talking about. Yes. You've mentioned the satellite there, and that's what you're saying. From what you have done so far, or what they are providing, there's low latency. That means it's fast when you are using it. Okay, so you installed it yourself.
Yeah.
I think I saw some of the posts that you put on your social media handle. So can you just walk us through the process, how you got it in the first place, and then how you were able to do the installation?
Okay. A lot of people were asking that the reason why did I install the Starlink on the 49 feet story building. The story building, the height of the story building doesn't matter.
But just before we even get to the why, how did you even get the device? You know, Starlink. Someone is listening, probably wondering, okay, I've heard about Starlink, I'd like to purchase it or something. How did you get the device? Then we can get into the installation bit.
Okay. I have a friend who lives in Germany,
okay,
who was coming to Ghana here, and I requested for it, and she brought it here.
Okay.
So I just took it. Before that, now doing a lot of research about Starlink, and I knew how it performs, how to set up, how to go about it. So, and the moment I had it, I was already familiar with it.
You knew what to do.
Yeah.
So can we say right now that if someone wants to have access to it, the device, do they need a friend outside the country before they can purchase, or here they can have an agent be able to purchase the device from them?
Okay, when you go to the local online marketplace, you can see a lot of people selling the Starlink there, and some are overpricing it, some also trying to, you know,
sell it within range.
Yes. So you can get Starlink on our local marketplaces. So
okay. And I know for some time back there was a controversy on the use of it in Ghana, whether it's legal or not. Right now, can we say we are in the place where anybody who wants to purchase it is legal for them?
Okay, technically, when you get Starlink, you can use it. But officially, Starlink is not providing any, officially, they are not providing service for Ghanaians. So that means, even though NCA has approved it, the gadget, so that means when you get a Starlink kit, you can just install it. But when you go to the Starlink website, they will state that they are not officially providing service for Ghanaians. But you know, Starlink has a lot of plans that you can get a friend in any country, get the friend's address, and just set up your Starlink so that you can start using it.
Okay. So at least
officially, Starlink is not providing service for Ghanaians, even though NCA has approved their gadgets. So you can use their gadgets in Ghana here, but officially, Starlink is not providing service for Ghanaians.
I think I understand what you mean by that. All right. So you went ahead, got the device, did the installation. So can you just take us through that process, the difference I'll say components of the device. If someone wants to get it, what they have to look out for if they are to purchase the device.
Okay, when you buy the Starlink kit, you get your Starlink. That's it, the dish.
The dish.
The device that gives you the internet, because you have to install the dish. The dish has to get a clear view of the sky so that the dish can talk with the satellite, so that it will transmit those internet to your router. Okay. And your router will create a Wi-Fi access, just like a hotspot, so that you can connect to your Starlink. So you just have to install your dish, your router, the cable, and the power adapter, and you just have to install it. It's very, very simple. All you have to do is place the Starlink dish, making sure you are having a clear view of the sky. Place your router inside, connect the cables. That's all.
Okay, so mainly the dish, the router, the cables. Is there any other thing, any other components you want to look out for?
It was it can be optional for you to purchase the Starlink. Is that the pool? Yes, so that you can use. But you know, Ghanaians, we can create the pool too. Yeah.
You say we can create the pool.
We can do it. Just have to give how the pool looks like, give it to the world.
And they'll just do it for you. You don't need to necessarily buy it from them.
No. They will even charge you 120 Ghana cedis instead of buying from Starlink for 2,000 Ghana cedis.
Mm.
Yeah, so we just have to get.
Okay, and that's just the pool.
Yeah,
what goes for 2,000. Okay.
Around 2,000.
And the entire kit, how much do you get yours for?
The entire kit, you know, the kits, the price, it differentiates depending on the country you are buying from. Let's say that you are buying the kit from Nigeria, you can get the kits within the range of 5,000 to 6,000 Ghana cedis. In case you are buying from the US, you can get the kit at 8,000 Ghana cedis. So, as I said, just requested it from my friend, and all the cost was around 9,500, including the installations and the subscription. Yeah.
Okay, just out of curiosity, how come when you're buying from Nigeria, it will be cheaper from where you are, cheaper than when you're buying from the States?
I think it's the regulations.
Okay.
It's regulations, and I think Starlink, they are doing prioritization depending on the country, how the country is. So,
okay. All right. Now we want to get into the bit where you did your installation, and then you did it on the 49-foot story building, and you were going there earlier, mentioning that some people were even asking you why you did it on that. So can we just get into that?
Okay. The reason why I installed it on the 49 feet story building was I just wanted the Starlink dish to have a clear view of the sky. Yes, that was the main point. It doesn't, if you want to get faster internet connection, it doesn't matter if you like go on 70 feet story building. Already the Starlink satellite is providing a low latency, and you don't need a tall story building for you to get a faster internet connection. What you need to achieve is the Starlink dish
mm-hmm.
has to have a clear view of the sky.
That was the reason. I saw a post before the latest one where you spoke about the speed, the internet speed, and the initial one, I think the internet speed you indicated was like 25 to 30 megabytes per second, and you were saying it was something that was remarkable. I think that was the initial test that you did before finally you did the 49 foot. So could it be that the initial one, it was because of the height, or maybe they didn't have a clear view of the sky, that's how come?
No, you know, this Starlink, since it's works with satellite, mostly the weather affects a lot.
Okay.
So just in case it's raining, having a bad weather, definitely the internet speed is going to decrease.
I was going to ask about that. Yeah. So it affects it. The internet speed is affected. Yes. Just like the way when we watch DSTV and the weather is bad. Yes. Really?
Let's say on a normal day, I can achieve 250 megabits per sec. But when it's raining, you will be experiencing some glitches on the network. It will be on and off, searching. But it doesn't take long. Let's say 1 minute to be back online, after 30 seconds to go off. Then, but still, I think it's better. Yeah,
it is.
And you know, Starlink, they are in the early stages, and as time goes on, they will keep on improving their technology, and we will be having a
definitely. They will keep on improving their technology. This is Geek Squad, where your girl Adubia Breachum, and we are having a conversation on insights after testing Starlink here in Ghana. We would like to hear from you. Have you thought about using it? Have you started using it at all, Starlink? Or if you have any questions, maybe you want to find out probably the area you are living in, if it's something that you would like to get, or you want to find out the costs, or anything at all, you just want to find out about using Starlink in Ghana. Let us hear from you on the WhatsApp number 05.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
5111119970551111997. I'm having a conversation tonight with Samuel Yeboa. He is the content creator for Tech in G. Okay, so what has it been like? I mean, since you started using it, how long now?
I started using it on the 15th of May.
Okay, so prior to that, what source of internet were you using? Like, what internet service
provider? MTN. You know, in Ghana here, MTN.
MTN is the ish. Okay, were you using the Turbonet, fiber broadband, MiFi? What exactly?
I was using the normal cellular, like my phone. I'll just turn on my hotspot.
Okay, then that is more understandable. Yeah. And you didn't bother to buy Turbonet or anything before?
Previously, I was using one, but I just gifted it because I compared the speed that my S23 Ultra was giving it to me, and there was no significant differences. So I just decided to gift it out.
Okay, this is Geek Squad with your girl Adubia Breachum. We are having a conversation on using Starlink in Ghana. We will be right back after this.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned up. Starting right now, I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song.
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adubia Breachum. We are having a conversation on using Starlink in Ghana. Before I get back to my guest, did you know that MTN Momo now has an app? Yes, MTN Momo has a brand new app specially designed to make your Momo experience easier, convenient, and faster. Just download the Momo app on Play Store or App Store on your smartphone and look out for the blue and yellow icon. It's that simple. Momo app allows you to view your statements, pay bills, and so much more. Use the app for your Momo transactions and enjoy a 100% bonus when you recharge using the Momo app. So go on, download the Momo app now and start transacting with a flex at no data cost. Just Momo it everywhere you go. I'm having a conversation with Samuel Yeboah. He is the content creator for Tech in Chi. Samuel has used Starlink. He has actually tested it. And so we wanted to glean from him the insights, what it has been like using the Starlink device here in Ghana. There was a statement that you made, on your social media handle. You said that no one should buy Starlink for 10,000 Ghana cedis. Why did you make that statement?
The reason why I made that statement was before I released the first video about Starlink was selling at 7,500 cedis, 8,500 Ghana cedis. But the moment people start patronizing Starlink, the demand rise, people start overpricing it to 15,000 Ghana cedis, 12,000 Ghana cedis, 10,000 Ghana cedis. But I saw that, so I tried to alert the public about how people are doing kind of monopoly abuse. Yeah.
Because there's more demand on it. People are just increasing the cost of it. So if anyone wants to get it, 10,000 cedis is rather too high.
Because of the charges, the duties, costs, the DT charges on it, I think the price will rise a bit. But still, I think the normal price should be 9,600 or 9,500.
Okay. So now let us just do a comparison of the technologies behind Starlink, as in the use of the satellite. And then for people who are now thinking about that option, maybe they are on fiber broadband or they are using the normal Wi-Fi, what would you say should be a reason why someone should be considering using the satellite or Starlink?
I think Starlink technology was specifically created for people in the villages.
That's
what I see, because for the telecoms to be able to use wires on the ground to those villages, it takes a lot of effort. But when you install Starlink, definitely, since it is talking with the satellite, you have an internet access. So if you are currently using fiber broadband and you are having a good internet connection, also the data packages is attractive for you, I don't see the reason why maybe you have to spend more than 10,000 Ghana cedis for Starlink. But just in case where you stay the network is not that good, and
if you're looking at options,
and watching my videos, seeing how the Starlink internet speed performs, definitely I think you should go for
it. It's something that you can look at. Yeah. So if you say people who are in places that are in remote areas, this is something that they can look at. They shouldn't have a problem at all once they have it installed. Yes.
But the problem would be the price, because the pricing. People, those remote areas, I'm not sure.
So for those who can afford it and live in remote areas.
But remote areas, I'm not sure people can buy Starlink for 9,500 there. Definitely, maybe sponsorships.
Okay. Definitely, if they have some kind of sponsorship. Yeah. All right. We'd like to hear from you on the WhatsApp number 055-1111997. If you have any question on our discussion, you can just let us know. We have a question, and kindly add your name anytime you are sending us the message. This person wants to know if there is a limit to how many users can connect to one subscription. Yala Joe from Zwarungu, under Nangode, Upper East Region. He wants to know if there can be more users, or how many users can connect to one subscription?
I think for the Starlink Gen 2, the Generation 2, you can connect it to up to 128 people, and 128 people can connect to the router.
Okay.
But for the Gen 3, I think it is 256 or something.
Okay.
Probably I need to confirm that.
Okay. But that's quite a number of people.
Yes. But the problem is, it doesn't matter the number of people who are connected to your Starlink. Let's say that the Starlink dish is giving you 300 megabits per sec.
Mm-hmm.
The more the users, the speed will definitely drop.
Go down.
Sure. So they need to be aware of that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So the fact that you have very good speed doesn't mean that if you have many people jumping on it, I think that one is much more understanding, because the bandwidth is what's also being looked at. The more people that are on it, definitely you have some kind of lag. Yeah. But at least it's better than others from what you have experienced so far. Okay. So you would like to hear from you. Just send us your message if you have any question on the WhatsApp number 055-111-1997. I'm having a conversation with Samuel Yeboah, the content creator for Tech in Chi. He has used Starlink and he's sharing with us. So if somebody buys the device, is that the end of it? What are some monthly costs? Because for the internet service providers that we have and we are using, sometimes you can buy unlimited, sometimes you can buy data that will not expire. What is it like using Starlink?
The amazing thing about Starlink is it's unlimited. Yeah, because after installing mine, I subscribe. In less than 10 days, I used like 660 gig.
Mm.
Yeah, 660 gig, close to 1 terabyte for 410 Ghana cedis.
Okay, so does that mean for a month you'll be paying 410 or?
Yeah, just like the DSTV subscription.
Okay.
After paying for your subscription, it's unlimited.
It's unlimited.
You can use 500 terabytes, cry, Elon Musk doesn't care.
Elon Musk doesn't care. Okay, so 410, all right. For someone who wants to get it, so far as you're able to have at least 500 CDs, you know that in a month you have unlimited access.
Yes.
But it also depends on the number of people who will be connecting to it at a time. I think if it's in the home, you don't really have much of a problem. But maybe a company would like to purchase it. That's when maybe they can have more people,
you know,
who would
use it. The Starlink, there are differences. They have performance.
Mm.
They have performance. The one we are talking about, the one I tested it, the standard kit.
Okay.
So just in case it's a company, a big company that uses a lot of internet, mm-hmm. then definitely they will like to go for the performance one.
Okay. So these are two different ones, standard
no,
or
they are more.
Okay.
But,
I don't
want
at least
you
you've mentioned
say
the two,
that,
performance and then the standard.
Yes,
so if you are home, probably you work from home, you can look at getting the standard one. So the standard kit, do we have a limited number of users on that? Or is the same thing?
I think, as I said, for the router, you know, the Starlink gives internet to the router. The router will just create an access point for users to be able to connect. So 128 people can connect to the router.
Same router. Okay. Yeah. So when you pay your 410, you're unlimited. What exactly does it mean? You have access to internet without the speed dropping at any point? Because I remember there was a particular network provider. They would tell you it's unlimited, but when you reach a certain thing, it just caps, and then you can't go beyond. Like, the speed just reduces at a point.
Some of my friends in Nigeria were saying the same thing, but
about Starlink,
that when you use the Starlink to a certain data usage, I think the internet will start misbehaving. But as I'm talking right now, I haven't experienced those issues, because I've used like 100-something gig, close to a terabyte, but I haven't experienced it.
You haven't experienced that at all. Okay, all right. In terms of speed, that one, from what I saw, it looks like you are really enjoying the usage.
Oh yes, I can download 17 gig of file in less than 15 minutes, in less than 15, 20 minutes on a normal day. Let's say when it's raining, bad weather, you can use 2 hours to download like a 20 gig file. but not bad.
It's not bad at all. Interesting. We're having a conversation with Samuel Yeboah. He has used Starlink, tested it, and he's sharing his insights with us. We would like to hear from you. You can send us a message on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. If you have any question on the use of Starlink, just let us know by sending us your message. So, what other things would you say you noticed when you did this test? Are there some things that people should look out for when they are using?
As I said earlier,
this device, yeah.
When you are in an area with a bad internet connection, I think Starlink is the best device to go for, depending on your pocket. I don't know what to say again, because I think what I'm coming to say now is I've already said that.
Okay. So depending on your pocket.
Yeah, depending on your
pocket. Because I think sometimes that's a concern that some people have. Yeah. The
buying a kit for that 9,500 or 10,000 Ghana cedis. But Starlink is an amazing device, and since I bought it, like, I'm always home. And if you are someone who wants to keep your a girlfriend or someone home always, I think you need
Netflix and chills.
Yeah, you need to get Starlink. Because
got you. Yeah. We have a question from Bismarck Ofori. Bismarck is asking, where do I get my Starlink router dish and the other components? That's what he's asking.
Okay, I think there are a lot of sellers online, and you need to be careful, because a lot of Starlinks are involving fraudulent activities. So the moment you start using the Starlink, Elon Musk will definitely lock your account. Or you
when
just
you start using it.
Yeah, they will just lock your account.
Why?
Because it was involving kind of fraud activities.
Okay.
It was bought by someone who used someone's credit card details. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes. Okay.
And most of those devices are the ones coming from the US. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Starlink is very straight on that. They want to keep their community very safe. So you need to be aware of, when you're buying Starlink, buy from a trusted source. Yeah.
Okay.
You can buy it from Nigeria, because Starlink is officially providing service for Nigerians, and you can do that.
Okay. So definitely it can be bought from Nigeria. But if you say buy from Nigeria, then what exactly should a person be looking out for in terms of where, what exactly, as in, is there a particular telco that is into that? Or they can... Because you mentioned you have some friends. What if I don't have some friends there?
Okay. The moment Starlink starts providing services for Ghanaians, as you are sitting in your studio here, you can just go to starlink.com, place your order. They will calculate the duty, the shipping duty cost for you. Then the Starlink will be coming to you straight away.
Okay, definitely that can be done. So you can buy from Nigeria for now.
Yeah. But when you're buying, you need to check the Starlink kit number. Make sure it's not linked to any account before you pay for it. That's very, very important.
Can you just go over that again?
Whenever you are buying Starlink, you need to make sure, go to starlink.com/activate.
Okay.
You'll be asked to enter your terminal ID or your kit number.
Okay.
So you just have to insert your kit number or the terminal ID, then you click on create account.
Okay.
When you create new account, when you receive an prompt that this device has already been assigned, that means there is an account on it and you can't use that Starlink. Yes, so you need to be aware of that.
Okay. So people need to be aware of it.
Yeah.
Just in case the account has already been taken, so that you don't have any issues at all.
Just like buying an iPhone that has already that is already iCloud locked.
Got you. It's the same way. Okay. We would be reading some of the questions that have been sent. But before we do that, we will take a quick break. When we get back, we will continue. Stay with us. Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Breaching. We are having a conversation with Samuel Yeboa, and he has been talking about his insights after using Starlink here in Ghana. I think for me, when I checked the internet speed from what you used and then what I use MTN fiber broadband at home, so comparing it in terms of the cost of installation, everything compared to what I'll have to spend on Starlink, like you mentioned, if it's not really a need and a necessity, like maybe because of the area you are in and probably the telcos don't have coverage there, then it's not something that maybe somebody has to really look at keenly get it, because there are other providers that in terms of pricing would be better to use before, right?
Are you sure?
Oh, definitely. Because like I said, for me, for instance, I use MTN fiber broadband with where I live.
I don't
see why I should spend 10K to buy a device and be spending 410
probably
a month.
You don't use a lot of data.
I do. But it's pretty fast.
Okay.
In fact, when I saw your first post, right, the post, it was about 25 Mbps to 30 Mbps. So I said, this one is not that. It wasn't anything extraordinary. And so later on, I saw when you mounted it up on the 49 footer. But then again, as I indicated, it depends on where you are living. If it's a remote area, you can afford it and you don't really have good access, then it's fine. But we are hoping that as time goes on, the demand will go down at least, so that if people are even getting
I'm even sure that if Starlink starts providing services for Ghanaians, maybe the government can talk, negotiate with Starlink that, Starlink, why not give the price to Ghanaians, 4,000 or 3,000 Ghana cedis? Probably we want to collaborate so that we can help those remote areas. So I think we need to wait for the official.
Yeah, definitely there can be some collaborations too with even some of these telcos, who knows. It's a technology that people are just looking out for, and it will be good for them to use. So let's just put this question out there. Will you say the device is for individuals or companies in general? I mean, from what you have seen so far with using it, if somebody is considering it, should it be an individual or companies
can you go back in?
I'm saying that with what you have seen so far, testing the use of Starlink, for an ordinary Ghanaian, would it be an individual who should be thinking about using it, or it should be like a company?
I think both can go for Starlink, depending on your needs. Because me using Starlink, I allowed more than 20 people to connect to my router to test the internet speed, and it wasn't bad. Very, very fast.
Okay.
So it depends your needs. It depends on your needs. Everything depends on you. Can you go for Starlink? Okay. Let me go for Starlink, because my internet is very bad in my area, and it all depends on you.
It definitely depends on the person that is involved, if it's something that they would have to use or not. And the pricing really plays a role. Really plays a role for somebody who would want to change their internet service provider. But then again, as it has been indicated, it will be good for remote areas. We probably will be looking at some collaborations. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Breaching. We would like to share with you the quick tech fixes. And so just before we get into that, we will be sharing with you some quick tech fixes so that you can just learn a thing or two from that. Our conversation tonight has been with Samuel Yeboa, talking about his feedback after using Starlink. He has been testing it, and from what he has indicated, if you're a company, probably in a remote area, it is something that you can look.
Remote area, or maybe urban area, depending on your needs, as I said earlier, and depending on the network you already own, you do comparison and see what's best for you.
Definitely. Something that you would have to check if it's something that you would need and definitely can afford. Why not? You can just go ahead and make use of that. We can make use of that. So we will take a listen to the quick tech fixes. We will be right back after that. Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl, Adubia Brichum. We've been having a conversation with Samuel Yeboah, the content creator for Tech Inchi, and he has been sharing with us what his feedback has been after testing Starlink in Ghana. So, Samuel, I mean, in wrapping up, what would you really say is what has been the, let's say, the total feedback and anything you like to share with anyone?
Okay. No, in Ghana here, currently we are facing a lot of network issues. So just in case you need an internet access everywhere you go, I think satellites, they everywhere.
I like what you just said. Everywhere you go. Yeah. Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN. MTN everywhere you go. Did you know that MTN Momo now has an app? Yes, MTN Momo has a brand new app, specially designed to make your Momo experience easier, convenient, and faster. Just download the Momo app on Play Store or App Store on your smartphone and look out for the blue and yellow icon. It's that simple. Momo app allows you to view your statements, pay bills, and so much more. Use the Momo app for your Momo transactions and enjoy a 100% bonus when you recharge using the Momo app. So go on, download the Momo app now and start transacting with the flex at no data cost. Just Momo it everywhere you go. It's been great having a conversation with you, Samuel Yeboah. I think for you listening to us, definitely you'd have to consider where you are living, whether it's a remote area or not, or even if it's not, just check and see. By all means, you have to do some kind of analysis, cost analysis, impact analysis, check and see assessments, just so that you are aware that it is something that you can go for depending on your needs as an individual or as a business. In terms of pricing compared to what we have right now in Ghana, it may differ a bit and be on the high side. But then again, when you do your analysis and you are sure that it's something that you need, you can definitely go for it. But one thing that you said that people must really take note of is to be cautious when they are purchasing it. Because if you buy one that already has been, I mean, depending on how it was bought from the US, you may have a problem. And so it is important that you are careful when you are purchasing it. Definitely something that we should look out for. Before I go off, there are some special people who celebrated their birthday in the past week and also celebrating today. So I just want to take this opportunity to wish you, Pearl Ann, Dr. Pearl Ann Kakari Brichum, and Kwesi Kakari Brichum. In fact, it's Mr. and Mrs. You celebrated your birthdays in the past week. God richly bless you. Ama Aso Oshilaja Bwampon, a happy birthday to you. In fact, belated birthday wishes to you. And for today, I have Angela of my church, Rehoboth Assembly. Angela, happy birthday to you. And then Jacqueline Kesi of Ajoa Kesi Photography. Happy birthday to you. Up next, we have news. And then afterwards, we have Kofi Hayford, who will be taking over with the Overdrive. It's been your girl, Adobia Brichum. Thank you for making time with us. Thank you to my producer, Prince Safo, my executive producer, Adam Naite, and today, my technical producer, Kofi Hayford. And definitely Oliver also on the console. Thank you so much. God